Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're counting down the top 25 tracks of the year, or last year, I should say.
Of 2025. Yeah. Yeah, the top 25 songs that came out in the first 5 days of 2026.
But we just heard song number 13. That's Water From Your Eyes, playing classics.
I love this song. For me, this is like top five. Again, this needs to be higher.
It's a really good one.
It's so good. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do.
Before that, we heard song number 14. That's Deadhead by Fox Warren. And right at the top, we heard song number 15, Big Thief, Incomprehensible.
Also, Jennifer Lawrence's husband's name is Kook.
Yep.
We Googled Kook it. It could be Maroney. Pronounced Cook, but it's C-O-O-K-E. So
in my brain, it's Kook.
It's Kook. I think it's Kook.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, he's handsome, so you can get away with having the name Kook or whatever.
Also, I should address the Isopanasad Radio Minute has been on hiatus. This is the third week now because we did our holiday episode and then we did our 50 through 26 top songs.
The Mangoats have no holiday song?
They did. I've played their holiday songs like so many times.
Oh, okay.
I just alighted it this time.
All right.
They're not going to be on this list here, unfortunately.
Because you hate them.
Because the song that I had on the list for them, I played, I guess it was a month ago now, so maybe I could play it. But, you know, I'm making room for the CanCon that we're peppering in.
You're being, you're letting your heroes go away for
Being self-sacrificing. Yeah. You're welcome,
exactly.
Listening audience.
Yeah.
But I have great news because my folks got me this year a Book of Days, which is like 365 Mound Goats lyrics with JD's notes about how he wrote them or what he was thinking or blah, 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 blah. So I have so much more content for you folks for the Isopanasad Radio Minute. What a joy.
I've been getting to hear it every morning when I wake up. He's like, you know what John Darnell said about this song that you've heard one time in your life? And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited.
He said he bought a guitar so he could play it.
Yeah, that was the whole story this morning is that he bought a guitar. So
well, he didn't have one.
That's
they were just poems before that.
That's nice.
Beautiful stuff. But anyway, folks, we got some more beautiful stuff coming your way. How about Born Ruffians for number 12?
Bangers. This song's so good.
This is off of Beauty's Pride. It's called Meantime. Here we go.
Dropping in the meantime. That big old mean time.
like a dream that you soon forgot. Then you left me high and dry to watch it crumble. It happened fast, like our world had to tumble and crash. Seasons change.
Folks, hello. Welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're counting down the top 25 tracks of 2025.
You can find all these songs on Dean's Spotify. His name is Dean Haydon, H-A-Y-D-O-N.
That's right. We just heard song number 10 of the year.
Dun, dun, dun.
That was Drug Dealer and Waze Blood, Real Thing, Match Made in Heaven. The greatest duo track of the year. I really loved that song. Before that, we heard Bad, Bad, Not Good coming in at number 11 with Found a Light, Beale Street.
They came to Toronto and it was sold out. I was so sad. I'm jealous.
I don't know if you heard this song. You have to listen to it. It's so good. And then at number 12, we had Born Ruffians, Meantime.
Bangers.
We're going right into number 9 now. It's Geese. It's Taxes, of
so
course.
Good.
Get out your crucifix.
Geese. That's right.
something that you learn from falling down. End of my days, I spoke so freely. What's left was reeling, felt faded feelings. Hey, hey, come on down, swing with me. Hey, come on down, swing with me. Put your dad here, swing with me. It came back to me. Yeah, you were hiding, then you were laughing. Down here swinging with me.
Hello, folks, and welcome to your CFRC Indie Wake Up Call 101.9 FM. We're counting down the top 25 tracks of 2025, and we just heard song number 7.
Wow.
Already.
Oh my gosh, look how close to the top we are.
Yeah. Folks, that was Obung JR with Sweet Danger.
Nice.
Apologies for my pronunciation of your name, sir. Really, really like that track. Unprofessional. Before that, we heard number 8, June Guitar, Alex G, who just continues to be putting out gorgeous indie rock instrumental tracks. I really like the violin on this one.
And then
at number 9...
Taxes by Geese. Geese is blowing up.
Geese is the thing.
I mean, maybe to like a normal lay audience, they're not blowing up. But in the indie world, they're absolutely
huge.
Blowing up. Like, it's crazy to see how famous they have gotten.
Yeah. Like, as you off mentioned, they were parodied on SNL. Like, it's not like they were the musical guests. They were parodied.
It's okay, crazy to me just because I do feel that their previous album was better than this album, as I've said when this album came out on this show. But I don't know, maybe it was his solo record that like propelled
them. Solo record
them.
Was really good.
Everyone loves the Big Green Boat song. That's an amazing song.
Yeah, they're like, they got a lot of TikTok play off of that record.
Yeah, and they're cool and young and... I mean,
they're the new hotness. They're like, the new rock band.
They're not like handsome, but they're like, you know, like Strokes handsome.
Yeah.
Where it's like they look cool.
Mm-hmm. They're from New York.
And
they're young.
They make great music. So
they're dumb. They're full of.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I'm just like, wow, geez, this is. They're like the rock band.
Yeah, we had the Strokes. We had one rock band.
Yeah.
And then they got old, and we had zero again.
Yeah.
And now we have one rock band again.
And
folks.
See, like Geese is not even old enough to be creepy to young women because they are young.
Yeah.
So
it's not just creepy; it's just awkward.
Yeah. There you go. Dean's mom has been like really supporting my love of Geese. I got some vinyl for Christmas, and she sends me many Geese Instagram memes. Anyway,
they've hit the big time.
That was
time,
basically
man.
My year. It's been Geese.
Now, here's the band that deserves Geese's recognition.
Mm.
It's the other animal band. It's Frog.
But he's old, so it won't work.
Yeah, I know. But this is our number 6 track from Frog. It's called Bitten by My Love, Variation 11. Folks, hello, welcome to your CFRC Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are counting down our top 25 tracks of 2025 to start this new year off with a little retrospective. And folks, we're deep into the guts of the top 10 here. We just heard song number... Yeah, that's a normal thing to say. We just heard Youth Lagoon at song number 4. That's Gumshoe, Dracula from Arkansas. Gorgeous, gorgeous track. Before that, we heard Pokemon by Wet Legs coming in at number 5.
Dean sings this song every single day.
I love this song. It's such a pretty,
like,
gorgeous
song. Like, I'm surprised
this
is not your number 1, because this is, like, your... This is your song
of the year.
I really, really do like it.
Played
it so
many times. And then, at number 6, we had Frog, Bitten by My Love, Variation 11. Folks, we're just going to go into number 3, then number 2, then we'll say goodbye before introducing our number 1.
But I hope you've been liking these songs. They're
all
bangers.
They're like, so much fun.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, like, all the songs, especially in the top 10, are all so good. Like, you could, on any given day, their ranking would switch in my brain.
Yeah.
So this is just set in stone now. But here we go at number 3. It's Wednesday definitely my favorite album of the year with Bleeds. The track is Townies.
Catching up with Townies, some have gone, but most are still around. The ghosts, them surround me, hang on tight until they drown. Met you in.
Okay. $10 a month to chat with her on the AI chat program. It feels great.
Hello, folks, and thank you for hanging out with us this lovely indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We have been counting down our favorite songs of the year, and we just heard our number two song. That was Viagra Boys' Man Made of Meat.
Yes.
So funny. Such a funny track. Before that, we heard a very sad but still beautiful track, Wednesday, with their song Townies.
Yes.
Now, before we get to number one, are there any comments, questions, concerns?
Basically, I think that the Sabrina Carpenter album with the crazy cover was my favorite album of the year, which is, I know, you know, it's a pop album, and Dean is a coward, and he won't play it on the show because it's pop, but it was my most listened to album. I think she did such a great job. So I just wanted to say shouts out.
Okay.
Because, you know, Sabrina Carpenter is really hurting for fame and recognition right now.
Yeah, I'm glad.
So
you
I'm
can
taking
lift
a brave
up.
Stance.
Yeah.
It was so good. And there was, I don't know, probably my second listened to album was Beauty's Pride by Born Ruffians. And we do have that on our list. So you think the Wednesday album overall is your favorite?
I think so. It's so cool. It's such like a perfect mix of like country and grunge and like nostalgic, but also recognizing how awful your hometown is.
Mm.
It's really good.
Mm.
I also should shout out here, who sports team with Bang 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 was high up on my list. I really liked them.
Did you put any Whitney in this top 50?
Yeah, the Whitney's not in the top 50.
Oh,
but
I loved the Whitney album. I also listened to a ton of that. The Last Dinner Party album, I listened to a ton of that album.
It's really, really
so
good.
Then
C-Mat, Euro Country, really fun tune also. Should shout that one out. And Fruit Bats, Creature from the Wild.
Yeah, these... There's a lot of great albums that
and
came
tennis,
out this
the
year.
And Tennis, the new last Tennis record came out this year.
Oh, yeah.
They're broken up now.
Yeah.
But who's our number one?
Well, they're not broken up. They're married, but...
Well,
they're
the
not
band
making,
is...
They're not making music.
But just let us know. What's number one here?
Number one is Nausicaa by Cameron Winter. I'm telling you, it's the year of the goose.
It's the year of the geese.
Yes.
Like Cameron Winter's Love Takes Miles... was at the top of many, many lists. But because we're hipsters, we're picking Nausicaa because it's a prettier song, in my opinion. The lyrics are cooler. I'm feeling for a pipe to go down. I love that. I've been thinking about that constantly. You've heard enough of our yapping. Why don't we just let Mr. Cameron Winter yap for you? Here's Nausicaa, our number one song of the year.
Disappear.